Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there. We've got an unmatched selection. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. However, you may be listening. With that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
Lovely. It hit 89 degrees out here in Jersey today.
Save
in
New it. York.
Yes, it's beautiful. I love it. I love it. So I feel good, and I knew that I would. So let's get this thing started. We got the Odd Couple crew in full effect. DJ Alex Teichert on the ones and twos. Of course, the superstar of the third hour when we have Teichert's Tower of Trivia. A super producer, Rob G, is in the house running things. And on the updates, you just heard her.
Yeah.
Monsi Bolaños. All right, Rob, let's get right into it. It sounds like you heard Monsi just say that the Washington Commanders are about to be purchased under new ownership. Josh Harris owns the Sixers in the NBA and a hockey team as well. And so, Rob G, any other details we need to know on this? Magic Johnson's a part of this crew, right? His group,
yes, he is, Chris. Yeah. I guess the bigger, big picture details would be after years and years of allegations of toxic workplace environment, unlawful financial conduct, Daniel Snyder is being punished by having a $5.75 billion windfall coming his way because he's selling the Commanders in addition to FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland, the practice facility in Virginia, all of those things to Josh Harris, that group led by he and Magic Johnson.
Yeah, that's always one of the that's just one of the parts of this business, Rob. Remember when Donald Sterling and all of the issues that he had and the league forced him to sell? This was forcing him to sell. He bought them for, wasn't it $12 million, the Clippers, and sold them for $2.1 billion. So pardon me if I don't shed a tear for owners like this that get kind of pushed out of their league. I get it. They had money. That's how they bought the team. They got into it because they wanted the fun, the prestige of owning the team. Obviously, they're at games. They're hobnobbing with other owners. Rob, Jerry Jones, he loves the limelight. If he didn't own the Dallas Cowboys, he would just be an anonymous, wealthy billionaire. Now, that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. But some of these guys want the attention or just the thrill. And again, there's definitely nothing wrong with that. But it's a great thing, a fun thing to own a professional franchise, Rob. You see everybody doing it with fantasy football. Can you imagine doing it with real football? And that's why a lot of these owners do it. And now Dan Snyder's no longer a part of that. Rob, the show Billions, I think it was on Showtime. I watched it. It was a good show. It's still on. But one of the things they said, one of their billionaire characters was trying to purchase a football team, and he was ultimately rejected. And the owner who led the cause against him said this. Now, I get it. It's a fictional show. But he said, in this country, football ownership is how we knight people. K-N-I-G-H-T. And so that's it. Daniel Snyder is no longer in the club, but still not shedding a tear for it.
Yeah, it is more about that than just the money aspect. It's a prestigious
thing. They got money, right.
Yeah, it's a prestigious. It's Donald Sterling, I bet you if you could ask him, would he want his team back? He probably would, even though he got $2 billion. He would.
I agree. Because he was wealthy anyway.
He was already wealthy. He owns a ton of buildings, Chris, in Los Angeles. The secret about Donald Sterling is when the NBA wasn't as wealthy as it is and owners didn't have money like they have, he used to be the guy who used to lend them money. And he was like their bank, Chris, back in the day. And that's why you never saw owners beat up on him, ever.
Right. Absolutely.
Am I right? He was nobody ever ripped on the Clippers. You never heard any owners rip on Donald Sterling. He was all right with them. And then, you know, he made out with the money. But he's persona non grata now in L.A. And so I don't think he wants to live that life.
No, I agree with you. Now, here's what I would say, Rob, to Josh Harris. I mean, you just spent, and I get it, he has a few other, you know, people with him. But you just spent $6 billion on a football team. That's, to be kind, mediocre. And I'm being kind. Why in the world, Rob, would you not go out and spend $200 million to get one of the best quarterbacks in the league? Go get Lamar Jackson. You've got a top five defense. You've got nice skill position players, Terry McLaurin, the wide receiver, and the others. If you put Lamar Jackson, Rob, in Washington, you make a splash. Just like the new owner in Phoenix, Rob. What'd he do? He went out and got Kevin Durant.
Yep.
Risky. If they don't win it this year, Rob, They're older. Who knows if they'll be back next year?
Right. Chris Paul ain't getting any younger.
Yep. But he's making a splash. The people of Phoenix love it. It's a new day there. It can be the same in Washington. And I'll say this before you go, Rob. You better do something like that in the NFC East. Philadelphia is strong. Dallas is strong. The Giants had a nice year. You know, we'll see if they continue that. Right now, you're the bottom feeder. You get Lamar, Rob, in the NFC, they have a legitimate chance to reach the Super Bowl. Why else are you in it? Go get Lamar.
The only issue I would have, and I don't disagree with the notion of going out and trying to, you know, better yourself right away, is I don't know if teams work that quickly. You know what I mean? Like ownership and do they have to put in place? They don't have anybody in place. Like, they're football people. They got a clean house, get rid of Daniel Snyder's guys. I'm just talking about the timing, Chris.
You can keep them for the time being. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm just saying that normally you wouldn't want to be looked at as you just bought the team and then you ran out and bought a Ferrari the next day. You know, or you just got money and right away you ran out and bought some Ferrari. Where you want to be like, well, we want to do this. We want to take our time. That would be the only thing. I agree with you. They haven't had a quarterback in a long time.
Yeah, when's the last time?
I'd have to think about it. But it's
Joe Theismann. Last really, you know.
Really? I think in my
– great. Well, I mean, they had McNabb, but he was
RG3 won rookie of the year, right?
I mean, well, yeah, that 1 year.
No, I'm just saying, but yeah.
Cousins, you know, Cousins was okay. But, I mean, like – a really good one, Theismann, and who before that, Billy Kilmer.
Don't go that far back. Billy Kilmer, wow.
Nah, but it's been a while. And I hear you, Rob.
But again,
remember, the guy in Phoenix acted quickly.
Yeah.
And
but they didn't make any changes. I mean, football's a little different. I agree, Chris, that you would say, well, we need a quarterback. Let's just go get him, and then we'll figure out the rest around him. You know what I mean? If they wanted to be very, very aggressive. And in that area, remember, Lamar's there. He's in the D.C. area, you know, Washington, D.C., Baltimore area already.
Right.
That would give them some juice with the people in that area. Oh, my God, he's going there. I'm not saying that people are going to switch allegiances, but he's already familiar with that area.
Some
and it's
might,
a popular.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a popular guy. So it's not like a ridiculous or crazy idea. I just wonder about the timing.
Yeah, even if you try, remember, they could match. The Ravens could always match, and maybe they would, especially if he's trying to move right next door or that's the team trying to get him. But even if you try, Rob, and don't succeed, it shows your fan base, okay, we're about business. You know what I mean? That right there could help you. Just for people to know it's a new day. Things aren't like they used to be. We're going out and we're trying to win a Super Bowl. So I think those, you know, things will help. And, Rob, you don't know when the next quarterback that's this good is going to be available. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the thing,
I mean,
too.
You could roll the dice in the draft and all that other stuff, but you don't know. This guy is a proven, you know, winning 74% of whatever the number is. It's right around there, very
74%.
High. 74% of his games. You know what you're going to get and what a unique player he is and what he could do to a team in getting you in the mix. And you're right. The NFC East is no longer the NFC Least. You need to, in order to compete right now, you would be the worst team. Right? You're the worst team? Let me see.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if the Cowboys fall off.
Yeah. I mean, but right now, right.
Yeah, they're the worst.
And they made the playoffs last year, the Giants.
Yep.
So they have to be considered ahead of you at least right now. So you're the worst team. What do you do to try to fix it?
Absolutely. All right, let's throw it out to the fans, Rob. I say the new Commanders ownership should go get Lamar Jackson. What say you? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in. Should Lamar move next door? That's next on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable, so get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and then some. All your protection in one place, folks. It's a wonderful thing. Trust the brother. Bundle and save at Progressive.com, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Should the Washington Commanders and their new ownership go get Lamar?
All right, let's kick it off, Chris, on this TV theme song Thursday with Nico Loss from New York. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
Hey, Rob, perfect with the Greek.
Thank you. You know what I always say? It's all Greek to me.
I know. I was hoping that Chris was going to, because I wanted to hear his Greek, but I appreciate
my
Rob
Greek is
right.
Pretty poor.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, the Greek aren't poor. I'm going to have to say that the Redskins definitely have to go after Lamar. If you're going to spend that money for that team, you got to come in with a bang. If you come in and get them, I mean, you have to think about that stadium's packed every week. I mean, people fill that place to watch losing.
No. Not in D.C., not anymore.
I don't know, but I think that
well,
if
it
get,
will
if get
be
him
with
in
Lamar.
There,
that's for
right,
sure.
But I'm saying it's not. I mean, they had to cover up seats.
You guys would know more than me with this, but how much money do you think the ownership makes off a jersey sale? If Lamar goes there, they're going to be flying off. And I know it's not much, but it's something. If you get him in there, ticket sales, things like that, revenue suites, things like that. I think you got to do it. You got to do it. You got to make a splash if you're going to be, especially because everyone's right. Been trying to get a revenge tonight.
You're not wrong.
We appreciate it. Nobody.
I would agree with that. Yeah, absolutely. Beyond just Rob bettering the football team, I mean, all those things that come with it, for sure.
No doubt. Thanks for the call. Jerome in Charleston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
I'm not sure Lamar Jackson is a Super Bowl quarterback, okay? He's a good quarterback. He'll make him relevant. But a Super Bowl quarterback, look, can you guarantee me he's going to take you to the Super Bowl?
You can't guarantee anybody taking you to the Super Bowl.
Because I'm not interested in second place if I'm them. But I was thinking, I got one more thing I got to mention.
Did you think, let me ask you this. Did you think before the season Jalen Hurts was
going to get to the Super Bowl?
I didn't know. Okay. I didn't see. Yeah. But the thing is.
He's only won one playoff game. I hear you on that, but he's one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, but look at the team. As long as they keep the team around him,
well, they got a good. The
out.
Defense was top three in the league last year overall.
I got to ask you about this comment about Shaq, though. Andrew Reese being the best athlete come out at LSU.
Yeah, he's being nice.
All right. Yep. Thank you. Anyway, Tim in Atlanta. This is Chili Tim. You're on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tim?
What up, Rob? What up, Pastor Chris?
What up, brother? Preaching, how you doing?
Preaching on the airways, preaching the sports knowledge.
That's right.
Hey, I have, you know, D.C. for years, I had friends for years that they've always had a great African-American fan base. They kind of lost it over the last couple of years. So if they could get Lamar Jackson, man, they would bring back. They had a rabid African American fan base for years,
and people
embrace him for really, really good. So, I think it would be a win-win situation for them either way. You know, with the sales, and they would embrace him.
People have talked about that with Atlanta because they had Michael Vick, and obviously they have a big black population. Well, DC has a huge black population too, so you're absolutely right about that.
I don't know why Atlanta did not go after him. They claim because of the money that they owe Matt Ryan, but he would be a perfect fit here in Atlanta as well, you know.
Yeah.
They would follow him. And real quick, if I could say this too, if I'm D'Amico Ryan, you know, I'm thinking black coaches' lives matter. I'm fighting for Lamar Jackson because he may not have long to win. And instead of taking a chance on the draft pick, I know Lamar is a proven commodity. I mean, I have a long time to try to produce a winning team, and the division is kind of soft, so I don't know why D'Amico Ryan's.
No, that's interesting. One, he may not have the power, right? As the coach, he just might, especially a new coach, he might not have that juice. But I think Rob, they're just viewed as a team that's not ready to compete. Well, obviously, they got all these draft picks.
They're saying, Chris, that they might not even report Sauter. They might not even take a quarterback at number two.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to, you know, they obviously need a ton.
They got more holes in the golf course. Right. So
they're
going
to try to fill that out and then probably get the quarterback.
Yep. All right, let's go to Sean in South Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today, man?
Doing great.
I'm listening to show daily, man. And I kind of like y'all talk, man.
Thank you.
This guy said that he don't think Lamar can take the Commanders to the Super Bowl. Would y'all agree with me that if you look at the rosters, the Commanders' rosters versus the Baltimore Ravens' roster, wouldn't the Commanders have a more skill set, talent level than the Baltimore Ravens?
Look, last year, Washington's defense was better. The Ravens have never put skill receivers around him.
Right.
You know, great receivers. Now they got OBJ, but he's older. He's 30, 31 years old.
Look at the skill receivers that the Commanders have.
Oh, no, I agree. Look, we saw Baltimore without Lamar Jackson. They're one of the worst teams in the league.
Yeah.
So, I would agree with that.
And look how stacked the AFC is. The NFC is not as nearly as stacked as the AFC when it comes to quarterbacks. There's no way Lamar couldn't get the Commanders to the Super Bowl.
If they got Lamar Jackson, they would be immediately a contender in the NFC. I'm not saying they win it, but they would join San Francisco, Philadelphia, Dallas, and themselves would be like probably the top teams out there in the NFC.
Right.
Detroit, maybe, we'll see. But, that point is well taken. Absolutely.
Appreciate the call. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, you know, thanks for taking the call. Yes, listen, this is an exciting time for the Commanders, finally shifting hands in terms of their ownership. And in terms of Lamar going to the team, it's going to have to be a two-way street because Josh Harris, coming in as the owner, managing partner of the 76ers, he's not going to start off his ownership by being the stupid money at the table. So if Lamar wants to get to Washington, it will not be on a fully guaranteed contract. I think the Commanders are willing to work with him. I think they want to make a splash. They want to bring him in. But he's going to have to concede. And I think this is the window. This is the opportunity because across the league, there is no market for him at the moment because of how he's gone about not having an agent, and it's this adamance about the fully guaranteed deal. So it's an exciting time for the NFL, highest selling team in sports history, over $6 billion. Lamar, your people, this is a chance for you, as the other caller said. You go over to the NFC, that will reignite your career in and of itself, never mind a new team that's looking to promote you. But you're going to have to come down off of that hill of a fully guaranteed contract to make it happen. That's my point.
Wait and see what happens after the draft. You know, teams that didn't fill that position, do they change their mind? Do they go after him? It looked for a while like, obviously, no one saw Deshaun Watson getting a fully guaranteed deal. Now, I tend to believe nobody's going to give it to him. But if I'm him, I would definitely wait and see what happens after the draft before I, you know, went ahead and you know, really maybe took less, whether it's with Baltimore or somebody else. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Rob Parker says that Ja Morant needs smarter people around him. That's next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And Ja Morant is filing a countersuit against the young man, the teenager, 17-year-old, who Ja allegedly beat up. Ja and one of his partners, his best friend, jumped the guy at Ja's house. Ja's now filing a countersuit alleging that the young man could cost Rob G. What it cost him money because he might not make all NBA, which I think would cost him about $30 million.
Was it the kid or the gun is what I'm asking. Which one?
Well, I think there's different parts to it. Rob G, give us a summary because he is saying, I believe, that the kid went on Snapchat and threatened to light his house up. On fire, you know, light up his house, like basically shoot it up. And then he also alleged that the kid said that, you know, when he left the house after he got jumped. So you can add to it, Rob, if there are other parts.
No, you have most of the right ideas. Basically, it's a he said situation. I mean, Ja's even alleging that he never flashed a gun in his waistband, like the kid alleged, and that the big thing I think that Rob Parker's referencing, though, is two parts. That when the basketball was thrown by the teen at Ja Morant's face, Ja Morant's alleging he could have suffered career-ending injuries when that happened.
Okay. Now that's
number one. And number two, what you just alluded to, Rob, Ja Morant is countersuing because he believes that these allegations caused irreparable damage to his reputation, which could cost him an All-NBA selection, which would, again, impact him by about almost $40 million.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, Chris, is it that or the incident and the suspension and missing games and the gun, you know, like I can't believe that it's the high school kid, and it just seems like a countersuit against the high school kid with no money, and the money you have to spend for the case and lawyers. I why wouldn't you just try to settle this and get this thing out of the way? You know, I think we have talked about it before, and it's totally different, but with Deshaun Watson. What would his life be, Chris, had he settled that first case? You know, like sometimes it's worth settling a case with somebody so that you don't have to go through the mud and discovery and give us your phone and let's check your emails. Do you know what I mean? Like why would you open up this can of worm? I'm surprised by this.
I think a few things. One, I don't think, now I'm completely speculating. My guess, Rob, is that Ja and his people don't ever think it'll get to court. That this might just be a strategy to, you know, come to a settlement or even get the kid and his mom to calm them down. They're asking for, I think it was $11 million. I might be wrong, but, you know, get them to a lower number or something like
any
that.
Any lawyer, so it trust could me, be that. Can I just say this?
Yeah.
They're not making a judgment. No lawyer is going to be bluffed. If they have a lawyer and they're suing for $11 million, like oh, you're bluffing them. Yeah, we're going to bluff them with a suit. Like, he has no money, is what I'm saying. Go ahead.
Well, you still can sue, you know. I mean, again, that's why I think it might be that, because, you know, they want to get them to come down. That's number one. Number two, I don't know. I mean, I've read the stories. I have heard Ja speak. The young man was on, he was on some TV. I saw him on TV talking about the situation himself. The witnesses, now granted, they're witnesses that were at Ja Morant's house and, you know, probably look up to Ja Morant or on his side, but they all, you know, had a different story than the kid had. You know, and I don't know if Ja flashed a gun or not. And so if Ja Morant, you know, if he feels like, or if he really didn't do some of the things, now they definitely fought and he and his boy jumped the kid. Nobody's denying that. But if some of the other allegations, flashing the gun, you know, stuff like that, if that is false, and if the kid threatened Ja, like, if he went on Snapchat and threatened to light up the house, if he left the house saying, I'm going to, you know, light up your house, this house, you know, meaning he's going to shoot it up. I mean, all those are reasons. Now, do I think Ja is afraid of this kid doing something like that? No. But those are reasons you can sue. So I'm not just assuming Ja Morant is wrong about, like, lying about all this stuff. If he is, then... Well, I don't know why you're suing other than to maybe get them to come down and stop their lawsuit. But if you you feel like the story has misrepresented you and all the facts, the alleged facts aren't true, then, you know, this is what you do.
I'm just saying, I hear you.
You know, I've talked about it before, Rob, like, If from the outside looking in, it's easy to believe the kid, right? But I'm just saying, if you or I were accused of something that we know we didn't do, if it's that bad, then you know, you're willing to go there and counter to it. Now, if you're just flat out guilty, then that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah, and there's the other thing too. Ja, given what's happened with these incidents, the Pacers, like, he's been involved in a number of things. He has, whether it's fair or not, like, the perception of what he's been doing of late is not good. Like, that's the part. because if you have a jury, Chris, or whatever the trial is, and he did the thing with the gun where he flashed it, where he had a gun on Instagram.
He's saying he didn't.
Yeah, right? you know what I'm saying? Like, all these other things you start to factor in. I'm just saying, if I'm Ja, I don't want to be in the news. I don't want a court case. How much does this cost to make it go away? Like, Deshaun Watson probably could have, Chris, for $100,000, paid that woman, whether it was true or not, and not have 40 other women come out afterwards and lose money. No, I'm just saying.
That's the difference. Like, and that's what it boils down to. I agree. Like, Deshaun knew what had happened with these dozens of other women.
He knew there were other women out there, but he still thought.
So Ja may feel like, yo, look, we had a fight. I think he was wrong. I don't know if he has admitted that he was wrong, but it looks to me like he was wrong for jumping the kid.
A high school kid?
And I think the allegation that the kid could have ended his career by throwing the ball, that's just ludicrous. Come on, stop it. That's ridiculous. But if some of the other stuff is just not true, then I get why he's doing what he's doing. He's trying to protect his name. I hear you, Rob. It looks, you know, bad for Ja right now.
Right. When you look at all the stuff that's in front of him, you know what I mean? For him to all of a sudden be like, oh, I haven't done anything. I'm a straight A guy with a clean reputation, and this is soiling my reputation. He's already had those incidents. That's what I'm saying.
And that doesn't mean. I would say when he talks about, you know, losing his chance to be all NBA, and for the record, I had him on my third team. As a third team guard. I don't know if he'll end up making the most of the ballots or not. But, Rob, the thing that jump started everything was not this incident or this going public. It was him posing on Instagram with the gun.
Right.
That's really what started it. So it is hard to blame this kid for why you might not make
100%
NBA.
Because you got suspended all that.
That's what started it.
Yes, I agree with that. So.
But like I said, if I was in a situation like that and I knew I didn't do anything and I didn't have all these skeletons like Deshaun had, then, you know, you're going to try to fight to protect your name. If not, you need to just make it go away. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. The New York Jets. Man, they're signing going after everybody but Aaron Rodgers. My goodness. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios, and it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Chris, Shekel City, no NBA tonight, so we got all baseball starting. Best bet, I got the Cardinals on the money line. Minus 278, they are playing the Pittsburgh Pirates. Also, the Tigers, they're bad, Chris. 2 wins so far, 2-9. They're in Toronto to play the Blue Jays. I got the Tigers winning. They're just so bad that they're due a win. This is not a gut. It's not based on anything but a gut. You know what I mean? Right. There's no analysis.
They're gonna win some games
because they are. You know what I mean? Like, you're gonna win a couple games. I got them winning, and I got the Padres on the money line as well, beating the Brewers in San Diego. So the Cardinals, the Tigers, and the Padres. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. Rob, there are reports that the Jets, who have been wheeling and dealing this summer, they got Alan Lazard, the receiver. They've got Mecole Hardman, the receiver. But they don't have their quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. But there's talk that they're going out. They might go after DeAndre Hopkins. You like that? Or obviously he's a very good receiver, but what are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. It's a mishmash to me. I mean, obviously he's a talented receiver, and you say, all right, but they have some young guys already, don't they? Have they had a pretty good
Garrett Wilson could be a star,
right? They have a pretty good bunch of players already. I don't know. It just seemed like they think they're further along than I do.
I mean, look, I love the idea of DeAndre Hopkins being opposite Garrett Wilson. And then Alan Lazard is there. And Aaron Rodgers is throwing them the football. And you have a defense that was one of the tops in the league last year. Oh, it looks good. I mean, if they did do that, it would definitely make me reconsider my thoughts on how good the Jets will be. But Rob, before you go after DeAndre Hopkins, I would say shore up your offensive line. Now, their plan, I'm sure a lot of that, the plan to do that is in the draft. But I don't know if the draft by itself is going to fix that. Now, Rodgers will help. You know, we know he's a smart quarterback. He'll help the offensive line because some sacks can be on the quarterback, not just the blockers. But that would be my main concern. I've already got plenty of skilled players, both receivers and a running back, Breece Hall. You know, presumably he's back and healthy from his surgery. Those would be what I'm thinking. Because DeAndre Hopkins, financially, is going to be costly. And you might, you know, have to do some things going forward with him. So that's my only problem with it. He's obviously a very good receiver, and he'd be great with Aaron Rodgers. But I would just mainly try to shore up that offensive line first.
I get that, but it doesn't mean that they can't do it, or I don't know who's available. You know, it's easier said than done. Everybody needs the offensive line shored up. But is there somebody out there? Or
already have good offensive lines.
No, I know.
The Jets were one of the worst in the league.
Like, I know, but I don't know who's out there and who's available, what do they think about?
You make trades, you do what you got to do. But they got to – that. And again, I'm sure the draft is part of it.
Well, right? That was my other part, is maybe they are focused in on somebody, you know what I mean, right, in the draft. Remember, they didn't make the playoffs, so they have a decent side pick, so maybe they figure that they're going to get that guy from there.
Are you starting to doubt that they're going to get Aaron Rodgers?
I just think it's still – yeah, I say it's 50-50. I really do. I don't think it's a layup. I don't.
Wow.
And there's a lot of stuff that's at play. And, you know, I mean, the Packers could just say, you know, him going is going to hurt us anyway, right, with the salary cap or whatever. And we're not giving him away. We refuse. The Jets don't have any other options. There are no other quarterbacks. You know what? Like, there's a lot of things at play. Like who's going to blink first? You know?
Yeah.
Seriously.
I think both of them have some leverage. I thought Green Bay had most of the leverage. If Aaron comes back, they could keep him or they could cut him and move on. It'd be costly to just cut him like that. But I do think he'll be traded. I mean, I just think they've gone too far. They clearly don't want him. He is upset with the franchise. But I get, Rob, where the Jets are coming from. The Jets are like, look, he went into the darkness thinking he was done.
But you're getting a 40-year-old quarterback. I mean, how long do you expect him to play? I think they're hoping. I'm just saying, like, he's – I mean, he's
but they're just like, it's a lot. We're not giving 40, up as much as you want year for 1 year. That's all they're saying. We'll give it for 1 year, but it ain't as much as you asking. 2 hours left. All right, couple. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.